Well, a fly was buzzing along one morning when he saw a lawnmower someone had left out in their front yard. He flew over and he sat on the handle, watching the children go down the sidewalk on their way to school. But one little boy tripped on a crack and fell, spilling his lunch on the sidewalk. The boy picked himself up, put his lunch back into the bag, and he went on to school. But he missed one piece of bologna. The fly had not eaten that morning, and he sure was hungry. So he flew down, started eating the bologna. In fact, the fly ate so much bologna that he could not fly, so he waddled across the sidewalk, across the lawn, up the wheel of the lawnmower, up to the handle, and sat there resting. But there was still some bologna left on the sidewalk. He was really stuffed, but that bologna sure did look good. Finally, temptation got the best of him, and he jumped off the handle of the lawnmower to fly over to the bologna. But he was too full to fly, and he went splat on the ground and could not move any further, and that was the end of him. So you know the moral of the story, right? Don't fly off the handle when you're full of bologna. So I'm sure right about now you're thinking this pastor is full of bologna. But I would have to say we all have had some experience with the devil, with Satan, adversary, whatever you might call it. We've all had experience with temptation. Maybe you'll say something like what the playwright Oscar Wilde once said, "I can resist anything except temptation." In the season of Lent, we know that we're called to examine ourselves and examine how are we to become fully developed disciples of Jesus Christ. And after this period of examination, then we are then all called to be Easter people, people who live as resurrected people, renewed, restored to be all that we have been created to be. Jesus' resurrection becomes our own. So this morning, let's look at one of the things that get in the way of our growth as a fully committed follower of Jesus Christ, temptation. Well, we know that temptation is something that we all are going to have to deal with. It's as old as Adam and Eve. The specific temptations that Satan brought against Jesus are different in character than maybe the ones that we will find brought against us. But the passage from Matthew that we read shows us that Satan will seek to deceive and trip us up in sin. We all have areas of those weaknesses, and Satan always is looking and tries to take advantage of our weaknesses. The passage shows us from Jesus an example of how Satan works, and even more importantly than that, it tells us that victory is possible over temptation. And we learn that how Jesus did it. Well, in the scripture today, the tempter or the devil is challenging Jesus' allegiance to God. Jesus spends 40 days fasting in the desert, and we know that 40 is a significant number in the Bible. 40 days reminds us of Moses fasted when he received the Ten Commandments, 40 years of Israelites wandering in the desert. So 40 is a significant number in the Bible. The devil offers three things to Jesus: chance to make some bread from some stones, a chance to have angels take care of him, and a chance to rule all the kingdoms of the world. In spite of all these amazing offers, Jesus resists every single one. Using scripture from what now we call the Old Testament, Jesus rebukes the devil's offers until the devil gives up and moves on. No matter what the temptation has been offered to Jesus, Jesus always has a response, and he always remains steadfast in his commitment to God. He's in control at all times, and nothing can tempt him to live any other way than the God has called him to live. So let's talk about temptation. Its story today tells us that it was the tempter, or the devil, that was the one trying to persuade Jesus to do the things he wasn't going to do. The Greek word for devils, diabolos, which translates the one who separates. And I think that's important because that is what the devil does. He separates you from your purpose, distracts you, singles you out for failing in faithfulness, tempts you to go into failure, separating you always from what God desires for you. The devil separates you from God, so temptation can be something that will tempt you to separate yourself from what God wants for you. Temptation, we also know, comes in all shapes and sizes. Sometimes it's very subtle, and sometimes it is so obvious there's no doubting what it is. The tempter is always looking for some way to separate you from God. Sometimes it's the environment we live in will tempt us. Sometimes other people will tempt us and try to lead us astray. No matter who we are, we will be tempted to separate ourselves from God and from following Jesus. To be a disciple is to live in the shadow of temptation. Only in God's grace will save us. So there are four truths about temptation. The first is, it's not a sin to be tempted. Everyone is tempted. Paul says that no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. It happens to everyone. Some of you may be old enough to remember the actress Mae West. She once said, "I used to be Snow White, but I drifted." We all will be tempted to drift. We see that even Jesus faced that temptation. As the passage from Hebrews, verse 15 states, Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are. The devil tried to tempt Jesus in the desert. The devil promised him all kinds of glory. What the devil had to offer must have sounded pretty good, yet Jesus never gave in. He never took the bait. He did not buy what the devil was selling. He did not yield to the temptation. It is not a sin to be tempted. There's no guilt in knowing that in life you'll be tossed some things that can separate you from God because it happens to everyone, even Jesus. Jesus understands what we go through when we are tempted because he experienced it himself. The second truth about temptation is you're never above temptation. If you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Don't be overconfident in yourself. Don't think you can overcome temptation alone. Temptation comes when we are usually at our weakest, but it also can show up when we feel that we are at our strongest. If we are overconfident in our ability to resist, that's often when we will fail. The third truth about temptation, any temptation that you face may seem like God is testing you, but God never tempts you to do wrong. God's challenges are always about self-examination. They're about growth. They're meant to help you realign and reorient yourself back to God. God challenges us for faithfulness, for reliance on him, to believe in Jesus. Those are the things that we are challenged with by God, and they are always for our good. We're never tempted, but sometimes it may feel like we are tested. And why is that? If you think back to high school, the end of the school year, you often have a final test in every class. And they do it to promote you. You're tested to see if you can move on and to give you a chance to move forward. When God presents challenges to us, they are to move us forward, closer to him, building trust and building our faith and growing in our discipline. They are always for good. And the fourth truth about temptation is there's always a way out. There's never anything out there that you have to yield to because there's always a way out. God doesn't always remove the temptation. God allows that to happen, but always you will have a way to endure and yet not yield it to it. There's always God's escape plan. For Jesus in today's story, he used the words of God. He used scripture to fight off the temptation. The closer you are to the word of God, the more prepared you will be to fight Satan. The devil hates it when you use God's word and God's promises and God's truth against him. Well, when the Spirit led Jesus out into the wilderness to be tempted, the Spirit was confident that Jesus would resist the temptations. Sometimes we too can be confident that we can resist temptation when we trust God in Christ and we trust God to help us overcome it. We can be confident in God's word. We know that Jesus is the one who can give us the strength to overcome and give us that power to resist any temptation. Scripture gives us the words to use when we face the devil. We all will be tempted, but the devil will fail when we use the name of Jesus Christ, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit to resist and to be in defense and to always cling on and hope and cling to the promises that Christ has given us. So never be afraid to be tempted. As Paul said, it is common to all people, but we have someone also that is accessible to all people. And that, of course, is Jesus. And Jesus will help us overcome. So get deep in the Bible, and you will find that the Word of God has power. Romans 8, verse 38 reminds us that the devil can never separate us from God, even though we know that that is what Satan wants. The Apostle Paul writes, I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God. The Apostle Paul says, I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord, not death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, not present things or future things, not powers nor height or depth or anything that is created. There is nothing that will separate us. So when the tempter is before you, you will be able to say, get behind me, Satan, because you have the word of God and the Son of God. Because of that, there is nothing that will separate you from the love of God through Jesus Christ. Be prepared to be tempted, but also be prepared to resist. There is strength in the word of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Son of God. So always be fearless in the face of any temptation. Amen.